It's time to get Gruberized on the Steve Gruber Show.
Do it. It's like goat yoga. What in the world is goat yoga? I don't know, but I saw a card for it yesterday. Something about goats jump on you. I, you know, proving that some people have entirely too much time on their hands. Goat yoga. Yeah, we'll get back to that. I'll have Ivy explain goat yoga to me later. Almost 40% of New York voters believe that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a villain, by the way, for knocking Amazon out of contention and having them pull out of their deal in New York. 38% of New York voters thought the freshman congressman as a villain when asked to consider her role in the tech giant's exit from the state. A whopping 12% called her a hero. Yeah, I think that the tides may be turning against old AOC. You know, all AOC all the time tends to wear people anyhow. She's a villain, according to those people. Beto, Robert Francis, yeah, gets confused. Fact checked by the AP. He's out there running around how, you know, we're going to be extinct and we have just 12 years before this is it. This is our final chance. The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this. That we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on the crisis. And the AP says the facts, there is no scientific consensus, much less unanimity, that the planet has only 12 years to fix the problem. A report by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, drawn from the work of hundreds of scientists, uses 2030 as a prominent benchmark because signatories to the Paris Agreement have pledged emission cuts by then. But it's not a last chance, hard deadline for action, or anything of that nature. Glad to clear this up, said James Skia, co-chair of the report and professor of sustainable energy at Imperial College London. He said the panel did not say we have 12 years left to save the world. So Beto O'Rourke called out and fact-checked and slapped by the Associated Press. Strange, but true, considering all the leftists usually clamor together. Right, they usually clamor together. Now, speaking of Beto, he has joined the list of, and to me, it's an unenviable list. I believe this is the issue that will doom Democrats in 2020, possibly beyond. The idea that killing full-term babies is somehow perfectly acceptable. I want you to listen to this. He was at a campaign stop yesterday, was Beto. And a woman in the crowd lays out a question for him, quite detailed, quite calm, and quite specific. You listen to how this exchange goes. It's bite number three. Go ahead and take it all. Bite three, go.
For third trimester abortions, are you going to protect the lives of third trimester babies? Because, you know, there's really not a medical necessity for abortion. It's not a medical emergency procedure because typically third trimester abortions take up to 3 days to have. So you would, in that sense, if there was an emergency, the doctors would just do a C-section and you don't have to kill the baby in that essence. So are you for or against third trimester abortions?
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
Isn't that gut-wrenching? Gut-wrenching. And I don't know what's worse, the fact that she lays it out, third trimester abortions are not medically necessary, which is true. There is no scenario that I'm aware of anywhere that would make it necessary to perform a third trimester abortion. And so it's revolting and disgusting that he would say, well, it's up to the woman to murder her child at that point. But it's the applause from the crowd. Third trimester abortions. Any mother, grandmother, father, grandfather, brother, sister, husband, wife, anybody that has a conscience knows that that's wrong. Knows that a third trimester abortion is wrong. You want to argue about first trimester abortions? That's one thing. There is no argument at 30 weeks of gestation or 35 or 40 or post-birth. There is just no argument there. There is no moral foundation for you to even have the discussion. But Beto's having problems. He's raising a ton of money, but here's the Sultan of Doom. And remembering, of course, we only have 10 years to live, even though the Associated Press says that's bunk now. 10 years before we could all be extinct. And despite the coming apocalypse, We should rid ourselves of guns, says Beto, but maybe not. Here's a masterstroke of Beto O'Rourke, alienating everybody on both sides of the gun debate in a single answer. I mean, that's pretty incredible how he insults and offends people on both sides of the gun debate with a single answer. Bite two. Go.
We allow people in this country to buy weapons that were designed, engineered, and sold to the United States military for the express purpose of killing people as effectively as possible in as great a number as possible. And an AR-15 gunshot wound, that high-impact, high-velocity round, will blow a hole through your back the size of an orange. You will bleed to death before anybody can get to you and save your life, because that's exactly what it was designed to do, to keep that enemy soldier down and not claim the life of one of our own. Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely. I just don't think that we need to sell any more weapons of war.
So let me get this straight. AR-15s are the doom of the planet, and they will kill people, and they're awful. But you go ahead and keep that. You see how he masterfully offended everybody on both sides of the argument? Because, of course, gun owners say, listen, I am a responsible gun owner, and the felonious behavior of criminals should not impact my constitutional rights, which I happen to agree with. The acts of criminals elsewhere should not impact my constitutional rights to defend myself or my family with whatever means I choose. So he offended those people. And then, of course, he offends anybody who's on the anti-gun side of the conversation, because he just told the whole world to keep AR-15s, which there are millions in circulation. Well done, Beto. Well, no way to offend everybody on all sides of a conversation. Very proud of you right now. We all are. It's 25 after. On the program today, speaking of guns, Dr. John Lott will join me momentarily, as will Megan Barth here on the program. It is the Steve Gruber Show, getting warmed up on this Tuesday. Good to have you here. Appreciate your support. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Brought to you in part this hour by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.